In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Holy 50 days. And as we said before, the theme of all the Sundays of the Holy 50 is the Lord defining himself to us after his resurrection. So in the first Sunday, we see, of course, we hear about him appearing to Thomas and confirming the resurrection. And then it starts to the church to arrange to us the Lord telling us about himself being the bread of life and then the living water. And today the message is, I am the light of the world. You notice also that all the readings of the Holy 50 days, the Gospels, are from the Gospel of St. John, where he so much allowed us to see and to know and reveal to us the deity of the Lord Christ in his writings. The Lord is instructing all of us today to walk in the light, to be children of the light. What does this mean? How can we translate this into life? How can we walk in the light? Nobody wants to walk in darkness where he might not know where he is going, where he is heading, and he might very easily to stumble, and all of the dangers that we can face in the light, in the darkness. So to walk in the light, there are some verses in the Bible that tells us exactly what does this mean for those people who are walking in the light. To walk in the light, we can do this by knowing how to praise him. In the book of Psalms, King David says, "Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound." The joyful sound is the sound of praises. What's going to happen to those people? They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Blessed are those people who come to the church to worship the Lord of hosts, the light of the Lord, his face shine upon all of us. Every time, as we said before, we stand in prayer, the light of his face shine upon us. It transformed the darkness around us into light. Remember Moses, when he went up to the mountain, he came down, his light, his face was shining because he was exposed to the light of the Lord while talking with him. Learn how to sing to the Lord with joyful sound. Learn how to praise and to worship and pay much attention to this. It will make you to walk in the light. That's why the church in the midnight praises, it start, all the people who come to worship, they all start by singing, "Arise, O children of the light, let us praise the Lord of hosts." Those people who know how to worship, how to pray, are those people who are walking in the light. They are children of the light. If we refrain from doing this, if we are not able to understand how important is the life of praises, we will never be able to walk in the light. We also can walk in the light by following his commandments. It's a very clear verse in the book of Psalms as well. King David says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We walk in our life not enlightened by the wisdom of the world, but we walk by his commandment, which is a lamp to our feet. Make sure that you know the word, you study it, you understand it, you embrace it, you live with it. God gave us only one book to study in our whole life. And according to how much we know, how much we live, according to this book, this will determine if we are to be children of light or not. So we walk in the light when we know how to praise him and we know how to follow his commandment. Also, we walk on the light when we have a fellowship with one another. St. John in his first epistle says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. We know how to forgive one another. We know how to stretch our hands to all those people who do not like us. We know how to reconcile with those people who oppose us. We know how to pray even for our enemies. If we know how to have this fellowship, we will certainly be in the light. Those people who come to the church over and over and over, we still they have bitterness in their heart. They still hold the grudges against one another. There will be no way for them to walk in the light. They will be misleading and deceiving themselves by thinking and coming to the church that will make them justified. Unless our life of worship, our life of belief will be translated into a fellowship with one another, there is no way for any of us to be called children, son of or daughter of light. We walk in the light also by exposing the works of darkness. St. Paul to the Ephesians says to them, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We all know the unfruitful works of darkness. It's around us every single minute in the world. All of the world is doing in life of fornication and life of deception and all of these sins that we see it every single day. It's all works of darkness. We are not permitted to have fellowship with this, but rather to expose them, to teach our children how not to do this. By opposing this, whenever we are asked if you are to share in this, we just say, no, I am a son or daughter of the light. I cannot walk in this. Don't feel shy when somebody is come and question if you are to do something of the sins around you, should share the people or not. Don't feel that you are ashamed to say that I am son or daughter of the light. On the contrary, you have to expose and rebuke these works. We have to be very careful not to share in these unfruitful works, otherwise we cannot walk in the light. We also can walk in the light by acquiring what the Lord called the good eyes. What is this good eyes? The Lord said, the lamb of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. So we change to become full of light when we have this good eye. What is this good eye? This good eye is the one that do not envy, do not hate, do not judge the people, do not lust. All of this is the characteristic of the good eye, which is simple, love everyone, compassionate to everyone, easily to forgive everyone, excuse everyone, feel everyone around this person is holy and is treated as a temple of God. We have to struggle in order to be able to acquire this good eye that will enable us to be full of light. But if we surrender our life to this bad eye, we'll never be able to be in the light. The last point, how we can walk in the light, is by avoiding fellowship with the unbelievers. St. Paul to the Corinthians says this, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Actually, this is the verse that our church refers to when we instruct our children not to be in marriage with anyone who is not sharing your belief. It is as clear as this. What fellowship is between light and darkness? What communion could be with righteousness, between righteousness and lawlessness? It is very clear for all of us by reading this verse, we should not be yoked, unequally yoked together with unbelievers. How then can we say that we all love God, then we can go and have fellowship, even marriage, with somebody who does not share me my belief, is not to be like one of the people called that are to be believers. So here we have to be very careful. We are called to be children of light. We should be walking in the light. And how we should be doing this? By knowing how to praise and worship Him, by following His commandment, by having fellowship with one another, by exposing the works of darkness, by acquiring good eyes, and by avoiding fellowship with the unbelievers. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.